All right, guys, bang, bang. It is lunch money time. While Wall Street is trying to get rich, the rest of us just trying to get our lunch money right. We're going to do something new today on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Plin and I are going to play a little game. I'm going to throw out the name of a company. We're going to talk about the company very quickly. We're going to do this for about 10 minutes, and then we're both going to give you our opinion, and then we're going to move on to the next company. First is the sponsor of lunch money, BlockFi. They allow you to do three things. You can buy and sell crypto on a crypto exchange. You can deposit crypto and earn up to 8.6% APY in an interest-bearing account. Or you can take out a US dollar loan and get your crypto collateral. What do you think about BlockFi?
I like Zach.
Okay. Zach is?
The CEO.
All right.
So I think it's interesting what they're doing because you can basically earn interest.
Yes.
On your Bitcoin while it's just sitting there, right?
Yes.
So I think it's interesting. Why not earn 8%? APY on your interest-bearing account.
All right. So BlockFi.com/pomp. Go check it out. BlockFi.com/pomp. I'm obviously a massive, massive fan.
Why do you like it?
I think that they are building the most innovative crypto financial products, right? So whether it's the interest-bearing account, the exchange, the US dollar loans against crypto collateral.
You're coming out with a credit card.
Credit card, et cetera. So I think it's really, really cool. All right. Second one is one that I am not an investor in. Clubhouse. What do you think?
We should do the pros and the cons.
Okay. Well, what do you think about Clubhouse?
So Clubhouse, I like. I, for some reason, I'm like hot and cold with Clubhouse. Like I go on there, if I see an interesting room, maybe I join, but I don't stay too long. Like I don't have the patience to sit on there for like 2 hours like some people do. I think it's cool. I think it's like the new town square. What? I think it's the new
town. You said hot and cold. And for older women, isn't that?
Oh my God. So it's the, I don't even know what he's doing. It's like the town square.
Oh, but it is, right?
But I don't know what that has to do with anything. It's the new town square. I was going to say Times Square. The new town square. And people can talk about whatever they want. Of course, now, you know, they're getting into moderation issues. People are sounding the alarm on conversations they don't like that are taking place on there. But Andreessen keeps pouring money into it. So we'll see what happens.
Drop in. Social audio, I think is the way people are describing it.
A live podcast.
Andreessen did around $100 million valuation, then $1 billion, and now $4 billion. All that's happened in the last 12 months. I personally think that it's still undervalued. I haven't used it a ton, but I think it's a great way to very quickly get people all in one place and get the authenticity of a conversation. All of the moderation policies, all that kind of stuff, to me is overblown. In the sense that what people are really asking for is the censorship of free speech. So again, we get into this weird world of, are these platforms or are they editorial services, right? If all of a sudden you say—
There's a difference between platform and publisher.
Yes, and I think that one of the interesting things is that I personally don't agree with some of the content that's on there, but I also understand that in a public place, you have the right to have free speech, even if you say things I disagree with. Now, Clubhouse is not necessarily a public place. It's a private company. And so, therefore, Clubhouse has the right to serve or deny service to anyone they see fit. Frankly, they don't need a reason, right? They can simply say, I don't want to do this. And so, it's a very complex issue. But I do think that while that gets a lot of the headlines, because that's kind of the most controversial thing, overall, the service is great. It serves people's needs. There's millions of people using it. People built really big followings. And I really like their approach to creator monetization, how they're going to basically help the people on the platform make more money. I think that's really
they're
smart.
They're not taking a cut. So how are they making money?
Of some of it. But I'm sure that in the future they may introduce a way to take a cut, or they may introduce other things that they take a cut of.
Okay.
So I think that this is generally really good.
It's a step in the right direction.
All right, next one. I am an investor in Synthesis.
Synthesis.
What do you think about that one?
I really like Synthesis.
What is it?
Education is broken. Synthesis is trying to educate kids via virtual games? How would you, video games?
Basically, the traditional education system teaches rote memorization simply to help them pass the standardized test at the end of the year. But if you want to be successful in life, you probably don't need rote memorization. What you need is critical thinking and problem-solving skills. And so Synthesis was born out of a school that Elon Musk created for his own kids.
At Astra.
And then now you can go, you can subscribe on a monthly basis. If you're a parent and you have a kid between the ages, I think it's like 7 and 14, And it's been growing very, very quickly. And the whole idea is just they're going to teach your kid things your kids will never learn in school around problem solving, critical thinking.
And right now it's an enrichment program. So it's not a replacement for school, but it's an enrichment program that you can do additional to school. But I was thinking about it, and I think it would have really benefited kids like me, where I spend the majority of being in class like bored. It was worksheets. It was all this like multiple choice. I was like, this literally is not helping me. Like I wasn't critically thinking by any stretch. But what this does is it puts people like me and you, let's say we were in middle school together, we would be very different students in the traditional school system. But if you put us together in an enrichment program like that, you would see how the different ways that we think, and we might actually have been friends.
I had to throw rocks at you on the playground.
Okay, this is virtual.
Yeah, virtual rocks are even more harmful than real rocks. Everybody knows
please.
That.
Please, I would have... Please.
if you want to go check out Synthesis or you have young kids, go sign up at synthesis.is. Let's talk about Jack Mahlers and Zap or Strike. What do you think about him?
I think Jack is really good at chess. To be honest, I don't quite understand what his company does, but I know he's good at chess.
So Strike is basically a P2P payments provider.
Is it an on-ramp?
In some ways. If you think about it, basically, they can help you send any currency in the world to anyone else in the world cheaper and faster than anybody else. So they can send $1 around the world faster than Square or Venmo or PayPal or your bank or anybody. And they use the Bitcoin rails as a payment component. It's very, very interesting. He actually just went, he's been living in El Salvador for the last couple of weeks.
What?
And he launched the app in El Salvador, and it became the number one app in El Salvador, or number one finance app in El Salvador. And I think he's like the top 20 apps overall in the country.
That's cool.
The reason why she says he's good at chess is he's a two-time high school state champion in chess. The only person he can't beat here
is my dad.
No. I could beat your dad. I could beat Jack Mahlers. I'm undefeated. Ain't nobody going to mess with me on chess.
For those who miss Evo and want an Evo update, he texted me that he just won third place in a tournament of 1 minute, I think, Fischer chess, where like all the pieces are mixed up and you got 1 minute to go.
He got third place out of thousands of people.
Well, who knows how many there were.
No, there was thousands.
Okay, there were thousands.
By the time that we publish this, I'm going to be telling people there was millions of people in the tournament.
Hold on, and there was one more. Wait, can we talk about one company I want to talk about?
Sure, last one.
The Profile. What do you think? What are the pros and the cons? Be careful with the cons.
What is the Profile?
Do you know what the Profile is?
No. Tell people.
The Profile is a company that I started, and we study interesting and successful people via long-form profiles every Sunday and Wednesday, if you pay.
Are you running an ad right now?
Wait, can you tell us?
Tell what?
What do you think about this?
I enjoy reading it. It actually is intelligent. And I'm not just saying that because she's here. When she's not around, I actually say nicer things than when she's here because I can't let her head get too big. But basically, every single week, she reads way too much content, finds the best pieces, puts it in an email on Sunday, and then you get to go and benefit from her saving you all this time. Super high quality articles about the world's most successful people or companies. And then the cons, frankly, if I really have to admit what the cons are, there's three of them. One.
Oh my God.
I gotta be told about the Profile every day, all day long. And whenever anybody signs up, she gets a notification on her watch. And then she's like, oh, new customer, which, you know, it gets annoying after thousands of them. The second thing is with the Profile, Polina refuses to send it out on Sunday unless she has read it to me, which means that on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, she will read to me out loud the entire Profile, which means by the time I click on it on Sunday morning, I've already consumed it.
You're so lucky.
It's like an audio version that no one else gets. And then lastly, the most annoying part of the Profile, the most annoying part is that there are times, Polina doesn't even know. There are times where I've worn that t-shirt out in public and people say, oh, do you work at the Profile? And I say, yes, I'm an unpaid intern.
Readtheprofile.com. Thank you. Okay, hold on. It's Ask Lunch Money Time. Hashtag Ask Ellum in the comments below. We have a moist update. Day 98 of commenting. The wait continues. In the meantime, I'm stacking sats, getting swole. Moist, come on. And finessing online school. You're procrastinating this email. OD. What does that mean? But that's just another thing you and I have in common. I promise I'm not a crazy serial killer, if that's what you're concerned about. I don't know. People who promise they're not crazy serial killers.
I promise I'm not one too. All right.
Are Moist. You an email, Moist?
Yeah, Moist, you're giving me the email right after this. All right, see you guys later.
Bang, bang. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Lunch Money as much as we did.
And don't forget, Lunch Money is now sponsored by BlockFi, so go check them out. There's a link in the description that you can click on. I'm an investor, a user, and a huge fan. What?
You're a bigger fan of BlockFi than you are of me?
BlockFi is my second favorite thing in the world behind Polina. They've got three products. They can give you a U.S. dollar loan. You can earn up to 8.6% interest on an interest-bearing account. Or you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies on their crypto exchange. I personally use the interest-bearing account. There's not very many places where you'll find up to 8.6% interest on a deposit in an interest-bearing account. Go do your own research. There's risk associated, but 8.6% is pretty compelling. So click on the link in the description. Say thanks to the folks at BlockFi. Subscribe to our channel, like the video, annoy Polina in the comments, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
And be kind to your friends.